Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. The murder of another human being is forbidden by every religion and outlawed by just about every civilization in the history of the world. Thou shalt not kill is supposed to be non-negotiable. Of course, we've been negotiating it forever. There's the just war tradition, a long series of awkward arguments to the effect that a soldier can slaughter thousands without a technical violation of the commandment, so long as the war was declared for good reasons by morally superior people, which of course we had and are, and they didn't and aren't. British imperial forces in 18th century America sanitized their souls with the doctrine that firing a volley in the general direction of an enemy force that was lined up and firing at you, and that was how everybody was supposed to fight, did not constitute murder should you actually hit someone. But when Indians and frontiersmen began shooting at the British from behind cover, requiring the soldiers to actually aim their weapons at individuals, well, that required a whole new series of ethical gymnastics. Throughout history, we've always found a way to muddle our way through to justifying war while simultaneously proclaiming our moral superiority. The idealists say we have to do it to defend freedom. The cynics say we have to do it to get the oil. But just about everybody agrees that war, like taking out the garbage, is a dirty job that someone has to do. But as easy as we've been on ourselves with regard to war, we have generally set some limits on the barbarities we permit ourselves. Until quite recently, we did not torture prisoners, execute soldiers who surrendered, deploy chemical weapons, deny medical treatment to wounded enemies, and most especially, we did not assassinate individuals outside of battle conducted in a declared war. The premeditated killing of a specific individual commander for what they have done on the battlefield, or what they may do, has been prohibited by the law of armed conflict dating from the Hague Conventions of 1907 and by a protocol of the Geneva Convention in 1949, saying, quote, "It is prohibited to kill, injure, or capture an adversary by perfidy." There also has been a U.S. executive order in place since 1976 forbidding the U.S. government from carrying out political assassinations. The order came into being after revelations that the CIA had organized or sanctioned assassination attempts against foreign leaders, including Fidel Castro. The executive order states, "No person employed by or acting on behalf of the United States government shall engage in or conspire to engage in assassination." Thus, under national and international laws and treaties, if we were at present engaged in a declared war with Iran and fighting pitched battles with its military forces, it would be illegal to assassinate an individual commander or government official by ambush. We are, of course, not engaged in any such war. Yet our government ambushed and killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani while he was driving away from Baghdad International Airport, which you will recall is in Iraq, on what the Iranian foreign minister said was a diplomatic mission. We are told by our government that he deserved to die, either because he was responsible for hundreds of American deaths in the past, or, on the other hand, because he was planning an imminent attack on American forces in the region. Apparently, the past deaths are charged against him because of the allegation, widely debunked, that Iran supplied Iraqi irregulars with sophisticated IEDs, improvised explosive devices, which they used against Americans. And the notion of an imminent attack was based on, well, we just don't know. But the thing to remember here is that American forces are in the region, 50,000 of them, because we invaded Afghanistan with scant justification, Iraq under false pretenses, Syria under no legal pretense at all, are enabling the murderous Saudi war in Yemen, and are responsible for the deaths of thousands, including countless civilians, women and children, who are collateral damage to our surgical drone strikes. Yet it is Soleimani who has assisted us in the defeat of ISIS in the region, who deserved to die? Who decided that? After what trial? Under what laws? And if we now stand before the world as a lawless country with an insane leader, contemptuous of laws, treaties, and customs, what do you suppose is going to happen next? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.